right, settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. At producer T. Scott today, at Degenerate. Well, don't use at Degenerate 975 because Jong's not here. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. Missed the first hour. There's some dressing, stuffing, turkey talk. There was some little football talk in there. We mixed it up a little bit. A lot of cooking talk. So just getting in the car. Welcome to the show. All that's available on podcastarena.com. Just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Be safe if you're driving. And, you know, enjoy some time off for those of you who get it. I know a few people are going to have to work. Not us, thankfully. I'm going to watch football and beer it all day.
It's the way.
All right. You want to go through the NFL lines for the people?
Oh, why not?
We're not going to be here Friday.
Why not?
And we've got several games tomorrow, which we'll start off with the Minnesota Vikings plus 2.5 against the Lions. This is where John usually plays music behind us there, just so you know.
I know. I'm trying to find it.
Oh,
I forgot
okay.
Where it was.
It can be
on
any music.
Page.
We don't care.
Yeah. Music, no music, whichever. Vikings plus 2.5 at Detroit. This is not a game I would be interested in playing, but I know, you know, a lot of you have to pick every game for your pools. I think I might. The number's so important here. If the number were 3, I'd probably go Vikings, but inside of 3, I'm probably going to take the Lions. I am thinking about playing the over 41.5.
Okay. I don't feel good then because I like the Lions and I like the under. I don't think there's going to be much scoring here. Lions defense coming off their second good game in a row, and the Vikings offense is the worst.
It is, but usually, especially these early Thursday games, man, it's always the defense. It's not a...
Dude, have you seen Thursday Night Football this year?
I have.
When has the defense not been the star of the show? There's nobody
Thursday. I said early Thursday games, like 11 a.m.
Oh.
Historically have gone over, so I'm leaning that way. Redskins plus 7 at the Cowboys. I already punched this when it was Redskins plus 7.5.
That's what I did.
I like that number quite a bit. I think the Cowboys win, but touchdown's a bit much. Steelers minus 9 against the Colts. No Andrew Luck. I liked it when it was, I think it was 5 the last time I looked at it when Luck went out. It's jumped quite a bit. I still like the Steelers here, even at Indy. I think this is without Andrew Luck, they're not going to be able to generate much offense.
I'm not willing to bet 9 points on the road. I don't care really who you are. The Colts are, they suck, but the Steelers have been so up and down this year. I think the Steelers win, but 9 points, that's getting out of control in my opinion.
Yeah.
If you got it back, it's at under a touchdown. I think you should probably feel good.
Yeah, yeah, and
but
you're
it's still a road game.
Yeah, but I think I wouldn't play this. I want to make that clear because you don't want to be laying 9 points on the road, especially on an off night game.
And I go back to Thursday nights. It's been we haven't seen much scoring, and if the Steelers are going to cover, you're going to have to see quite a bit of scoring if you're going to cover damn near double digits. So
it could be 10 to nothing like LSU, Alabama.
But have you seen the Steelers defense? It's not going to be 10 to nothing.
Well, Scott Tolzien, though, I've seen him. So I don't know. Not a play for me. Chargers are now 1.5 point favorites against the Texans.
I liked it better when they were half point dogs.
Yeah, I think I got with the 1.5, I think I got to take the Texans.
I won't take either side. If I had to play it, I'd probably play the Chargers. I mean, I think that Sunday night game or the Monday night game, I think that was a bit of a hassle for them. So it's going to feel like even longer of a or even shorter of a short week than it normally does.
Chargers coming off a bye as well.
Yeah,
but I think Texans are 1.5. I'm gonna if it were Chargers plus 1.5, I'd take the Chargers.
Yeah.
Again, I none of these I'm playing yet. We haven't come to a game I'm going to play except for maybe the over on the Vikings Lions. You know what? I don't mind the over 52 on the Redskins Cowboys either. Now that we're talking about it, Tennessee -4 at Chicago, 4.5. Excuse me. I kind of want to take the Titans because the Bears are just totally imploding, but I just don't know that they're good enough for me to feel comfortable giving points on the road still.
Yeah, I'll take the Titans in this one. Matt Barkley,
it says it all.
Yeah, that's all I really need to say. Matt Barkley is starting quarterback for the Bears. I think the Titans are good. I think that they had a tough loss last week, but I still think they're a pretty decent team. The Bears aren't a good team, so I'll give 4.5.
Bills -7.5 at home against the Jaguars. That half gets me. If it's 7, I'd feel better about it, but I got to take the Jags outside a touchdown. I don't feel good about it, but that's how I would lean.
Yeah, I want to see what the weather's going to be like there. And I've got Buffalo -7 at -115, so getting a little juice, but the weather up there is probably going to be a key factor. If it's snowy, cold,
yeah,
I probably like Buffalo a lot more than I normally
minus
would.
-7.5 is even money on here. So, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Might keep an eye on the weather. Bengals +4 at the Ravens. Bengals, no A.J. Green, no Gio Bernard.
Yeah, I like the Ravens a lot here. The Ravens aren't good. I mean, they're mediocre, but the Bengals, they've been pretty bad all year long. And lost two of their three best offensive players this last week. I think 4 points is generous.
All right, I'm going to leave this one to you because basically every week, if I say Arizona versus somebody, you take Arizona. Or if I say Atlanta versus somebody, you take Atlanta. So we got Arizona +4 at Atlanta. What the hell are you going to do?
That's tough, man. It's tough.
The only thing that make this harder was if they were playing. One of them were playing the Ravens.
Yeah, Arizona's not what I thought they were. I kept thinking they were gonna come back and turn into the team that I thought they could be, but that's just not the case. Atlanta's not as good as they were early in the season. Atlanta's a tough home team though,
and the Cardinals always struggle in these noon games.
Yeah,
always.
I'll take Atlanta. I'll give 4 points.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. San Francisco +7.5 at the Miami Dolphins.
You know what I want to do. But you know what I'm not going to do? Bet on the 49ers.
Right. Never bet on the 49ers.
Even with that hook, which is so tempting.
It is.
No thanks. I no play for me. If I had to play it, I would be on the 49ers, but I don't have to, luckily, because I'm not betting on that team again.
I like over 44.5 in that game.
Okay.
So the LA Rams +7 at the New Orleans Saints. I'll be honest. The Saints' defense is not good. I can't see the Rams scoring very many points against them.
How about just under 45?
Yeah.
The Rams defense is solid. I don't think Drew Brees is going to have his normal Superdome 38-point game. And
well, even if he does, it's probably going to be 38-3 if that's the case.
And the Rams just aren't very good on offense. And I think under 45 is the only play I'd have on that game.
If you had to take a side, I'd probably take the Rams to cover the 7.
Yeah, I'd take the touchdown, but I wouldn't feel good.
Yeah, I agree with you on the under. Giants -7 at Cleveland.
Again, if I were still doing this type of thing, I would take that touchdown for the home team. You know, the Giants are good, but are they 7-point road favorites good?
I think at Cleveland they probably are simply because that defense has played a lot better. But the problem with the Giants, and this is why I never like betting them, is you never know when Eli is going to go evil Eli and throw a couple of picks, and suddenly covering 7 points becomes a real problem.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't touch this game, but I'm kind of with you. If I had to, I'd take the Browns. Seahawks -6.5 at Tampa Bay.
This is the toughest game of the week, probably.
I agree.
Seattle's playing so great. Tampa's playing a lot better. Seattle's away from home, which is automatically a tick against them. But I just think about Jameis Winston throwing to that Seattle defense.
Yeah.
And I can see it happening time and time again.
Bad things, man.
Yeah,
bad things.
I'd lean Seattle. I don't feel good about it. But
I think Seattle wins the game, but I just don't feel like they'll cover 6.5.
Yeah, I honestly think Seattle's the best team in football right now. And that's,
you can make that case. There's no
question.
That
includes the Patriots, who I think are really good too. But given everybody's healthy on the right day, I like what Seattle's got. I should feel fine giving up 6 points against Tampa on the road, but that just goes to show that there's nobody I feel really great about in the NFL right now. So I'd give it, but I won't be doing it.
All right. There might be some potential plays with the other games. We'll get to those in just a minute. But right now, got to tell you about MyBookie. 110%. Remember Coach used to tell you give 110%? That's what MyBookie's going to do, because anyone that joins this week, in honor of Black Friday, they're going to match your initial deposit up to $1,100 for 110%. That's huge. So if you want to play the games this week, especially the Thanksgiving Day games, this is the week to join MyBookie. It's all online, and it's easy, and best of all, they pay. That's MyBookie.lv. And if you're already on MyBookie, then you probably got a text. They've got a special going on, a reload bonus right now that you can use. I'll tell you what, I've used a lot of websites. This is the only one I use anymore. And I know I'm going to get paid. I know I'm not going to have to jump through hoops to get paid. And those fast, no-hassle payouts make all the difference in the world. Join now, and MyBookie.lv will match your deposit with a 110% bonus. Thank you, Black Friday. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.lv today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today, MyBookie.lv, promo code FRED.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we'll finish off the games that we are looking at here. About the Carolina Panthers +3 at Oakland. I actually might take the Panthers in the points here if I had to, simply because, you know, for the same reasons you were talking about going against the Texans, and there's always a letdown after a Monday night win. Not something I'm going to play, but if I had to, that's the direction.
Yeah, if I were leaning, I'd lean the same way, but again, not a play for me.
Broncos -3 at home against the Chiefs.
I love the Broncos here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think coming off the bye week, the Chiefs just coming off a loss, which normally I'd do the buy low sell high
right
thing, but the Chiefs, I think the reason they lost is because they're banged up in the secondary. No Marcus Peters. I think things open up a little bit for the Broncos here. I like them quite a bit, actually, -3.
All right, Patriots -7.5 at the New York Jets.
I'll take the Jets.
Yeah,
that hook is convincing to me.
Yeah, I hate their quarterback situation.
No doubt.
But the Patriots defense can be had, even by a bad offense. I'm kind of with you on that one. And then finally, Packers +4 at Eagles.
Give me the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. the Eagles are a good football team.
Yeah, and the Packers aren't.
Yeah, if that team had any other uniform on, like if you put the Bucs uniforms on the Packers and you were given four with the Eagles, you do it 100 times over. So, there you have it. You got any college plays, or are you focusing on basketball?
I've been focusing more on basketball. I might have a couple tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do...
On Friday. I'm not going to play any college tomorrow. What's the only real game is the LSU game, huh?
Yeah.
LSU Aggie? Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have a play on that. But I'll probably have something on Friday, early Saturday.
I will do a gambling guide this weekend. I probably won't get it up tonight, maybe tomorrow. But I don't really want to mess with anything on Thanksgiving, so it may be Friday morning. So I won't have anything for the Thursday games. So, sorry. Got to take one day off, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the plan. All right, 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds Wednesday? Let us try Hector. What is up, Hector?
Hey, what's up, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I have two questions for you. What are the odds that Conor McGregor fights Mayweather within this next year, 2017? And I'm a UH student, and I really don't want Tom Herman to leave. So what are the odds that Tom Herman stays at University of Houston? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I'll go 0% and 25%.
Yeah, I was going to say 30 on Herman. But you know what? That's the thing I've told everybody. If he gets a better opportunity, and Tillman has said money's not going to be a factor, so it's not going to be about money. They're going to come up with the money for him. But the reality is, if he gets himself in a better situation, and it's the right situation for him, I'm going to shake his hand, thank the guy for what he did for UH, and wish him the best of luck, yeah, no matter where he winds up. And then knowing that he's also got UH in such a great position that they're going to be able to get a good coach. May not be Tom Herman, but they're going to get somebody they can win with. And with the recruits they've had, they're going to line up, every team they line up against next year in the American Conference, they're going to be more talented than. So they get and I trust them to get the right coach over there. That leadership group, and I got to tell you, since Tillman's gotten involved over there, they make a lot of good decisions. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's like this. It's like when your parents get divorced and you're all sad and you don't want daddy to leave, but then daddy marries somebody really cool, and so you wind up okay. That's what this is. There's a couple of men that I was interested in the Toledo Western Michigan over, but it's gotten to 70 now. It's probably a little high.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. A couple games that I was just kind of taking a look at. Houston is now -4 at Memphis. So clearly the quarterback is not going to play. I was going to be on Memphis, but without their quarterback.
No thanks.
Yeah, I'm not touching that. Washington State +6 at home against Washington. I am going to look at that and see if that number creeps to 7. I will pounce on Washington State. I think that's going to be a very close game. I also don't mind South Carolina getting 24 against Clemson.
I don't mind that either.
That's a pretty big number.
Rivalry game. Yeah.
And this is probably not one that most people would watch because it'll be horrible to watch, so don't. Connecticut can't score. They're a pick'em against Tulane, but they're also at home. I think I'll take Connecticut in under 37, definitely.
All right.
They could make that over under 15, and I would probably go under. That's because they play good defense, and they can't score at all. Let's try another call. Rocky.
Hey now, Rocky.
Sports, guys.
Sports to
I
you.
I called us a month ago. I wanted to change the subject to UFC. I know we've been talking about football.
God, your phone sucks,
is awful,
Rocky.
Man. You couldn't understand a word.
Please text your question because couldn't understand a word you're saying. This is why y'all got to get off these Bluetooths and speaker phones and just hold your phone to your head and talk like God intended us to. Get the cancer.
Here's one more for you. I like Old Dominion -13.5 against Florida International.
All right.
So I will have those on the website. I just have to do a little more research. But and that Navy game, yeah, if you got that at 4, that's good. Because it's 7 on the site now. And I think Navy's going to beat SMU. I don't mind Central Florida +10 at South Florida either. There's a lot of lines that I'm intrigued by. Can you guess the number on Rice Stanford?
Ooh, Rice is so bad.
They've actually played better of late. The last few weeks they've played better football.
They run into the scrubbiest part of their schedule.
Yeah, but
they ran into Florida Atlantic, and I mean,
well, they lost to Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But they did go on the road and beat Charlotte. They did club UTSA last week.
Yeah, I'll go 35.
36 is the number. Missed it by that much. So there's a few others too. Hawaii -7.5 at home against UMass. I think UMass probably has to fly the other way around the planet to get there.
Yeah.
And Hawaii's not great. And UMass has made me a lot of money this year, kind of just because they've been big dogs to a lot of teams that they've covered against. They're not a terrible team and they're pretty well coached, but I think that's going to be too much.
The one that I have circled that is at the top of mind that I'll probably play is Kentucky. I think they're plus 26 against Louisville. Louisville, after that loss, suddenly has nothing to play for. So yeah. I wouldn't expect their best effort.
Yeah, I looked at that, and somebody sent me an email about that a couple weeks ago. It's been fairly consistent that the teams that essentially lose their game of the year have come back and not covered the next week, or if they've gotten their first loss. So I'm with you on that one. That's another one that I'm taking a look at. But I should have all. I'll put it up Friday morning, most likely, and you know, just depends on how hungover I am as to when it gets put up. All right, guys, got to tell you once again about Whitmire's. It's probably going to contribute to my hangover. I'm just saying, because I've got a bottle of Texas whiskey at home, and looking forward to diving into that. But if you haven't had a chance, now they're closed this week for the holidays, but go by and check out that remodeled craft cocktail bar and lounge. Most Thursdays and Fridays are open from 3 to 9 and Saturdays from noon to 6. And you can enjoy the full range of products. It's just a terrific setup that they have. And if you're looking for a place to do a holiday party, this is the place. How about this? If you're hanging around Webster tonight, how about you go to the Specs on 3126 FM 528, and you can taste Whitmire's right now. So for all my Webster friends tooling around, if you're making that last minute run to go get turkey or whatever, go by and get you a little Whitmire's taste and pick some up while you're there. Fantastic products. You know, you've heard me talk about the Space City Vodka and the Single Barrel and the Texas Whiskey. They're all great, and they're made right here in Houston by Houstonians, by Blitzers, and guys who know what they're doing. And they are the premier distillery in Houston, and I love doing business with these guys. It's my favorite whiskey, my favorite vodka. Visit them at 16711 Hollister or at whitmires.com. That's whitmires.com.
This is The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
This segment with RJ Bell is brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com,
a GE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And somebody earlier had asked us what to do in Vegas when they go. And I responded by the thing I wrote about a month ago for the website. And one thing I left off, make sure you listen to RJ's radio show while you're there. It's time for RJ Bell. Usually we have him on Fridays at 5:30, but since we're not going to be here, he was good enough to switch it up. RJ, founder of pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. How are you, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for switching things up with us this week.
Oh, my pleasure. Let me ask you a question off subject. Holiday, a little holiday cheer. What's the longest that something funny, just really high IQ funny, will make you laugh? Like, is it more than a few minutes?
Really high IQ funny?
Well, you know, something that's, maybe that's not the way to say it. Something that's subtle. It's not like, you know, gross out, pie in the face humor, but something that's a little more subtle.
Is this alcohol? No alcohol involved.
Let's say you're sober. I don't know necessarily when that is, but say it.
Yeah, it's almost never.
Yeah, I'll go 5-10 minutes tops.
Because I, you know, Dalai Lama's in the news, and I just rewatched Bill Murray and Caddyshack talking about being a caddy for the Lama.
Yeah,
and he has a line where he says, "Big hitter, the Lama, long." I've been laughing for about 40 minutes about it.
Oh, I've got certain things like that that I can't stop thinking about them, and I just sit there and giggle like an idiot for, I'll do that for 30 minutes.
Big hitter, the Lama.
It's silly. Like, for some reason, like anytime Kingpin is on.
Oh, that's good.
I laugh my ass off at that, the whole thing, and it's just everything about it.
I don't need clever. I'm 36 years old, and if you put Jackass 2 on, I will laugh until I pee myself, more than likely. I love watching people get hurt. That's the funniest thing to me.
You know, I have a couple segments that we take at least a quarter of it and talk movies, if you can believe it, every week. Obviously, we don't want to take away from our sports betting here, but I will make one TV recommendation for the Thanksgiving when, you know, people are streaming stuff and getting a little break from the family, let's be honest, is if you got HBO Go or, you know, HBO, is Larry Sanders, right? It was in the early 90s.
Yep.
And probably the first, one of the most modern shows ever, I think, back then. Just started rewatching it probably for the third time. Just as funny as ever.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. I still think Deadwood's one of my all-time favorites from that era as well.
Oh, no doubt. Though Deadwood was in the early 2000s, so about 10 years later.
Is that far? Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah. They're making a movie out of that now, by the way.
That's like Oz-era HBO.
Yeah, yeah.
The actually, and again, not to get distracted, but if I had to have my top three shows, they would unequivocally be Sopranos, The Wire, Deadwood.
I'm with you. We were two out of three.
And I'll which one isn't for you?
I put Breaking Bad in over Deadwood.
Oh, see, I actually would have Breaking Bad 5. I would actually have Mad Men 4.
Oh, Mad Men. RJ, did you stop watching? You should have stopped watching Mad Men after like three seasons. That show went to crap.
No.
The last 2 years were awful. I hated myself for watching them.
Oh, I thought it was great. But either way, the point I want to make, though, was there's 6 month periods, I think Deadwood's number one. So I'm total agreement on that one.
Well, we're going to save a segment for this when we're out of football season.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think we could do an entire hour, frankly, going back and forth on this. But let's start with the Redskins-Dallas tomorrow. And rivalry game, Redskins are a team that I've kind of undervalued all year long. They're getting 7 points at Dallas. What does Vegas say about this one?
Yeah, I like Redskins. Wise guys like Redskins here. You know, Dallas has covered 9 straight games.
Yeah.
And if you just flip a coin 9 times and expect 9 heads, it's over 500-1 again. So, I mean, even if it's random, it's getting up there is very unlikely. And remember, and this is such a key macro point, when a team does exceptionally well, like win 9 in a row against the spread, it's not just a number. It's people betting them and doubling their money, almost doubling. And if you do that, let's say 4 times in 6 weeks, what's the odds that in that 7th week you're going to bet against them? You might bet on them. You might pass. But are you really going to bet against them? Now, professionals might. But the recreational bettors, that's such positive reinforcement. So what happens? The price gets really expensive on Dallas. And you might say 7's not all that expensive. But look how good this Washington team is. You know, week 1, they got blown out by Pittsburgh. Okay, bad. Week 2, they played Dallas. They were up 23-20 midway through the 4th. And then they had an interception in the end zone late. Then 8 games after that, they only lost 1 of them, which was against the Lions, and they took the lead, Washington, with 1 minute left in the game. So in those 8 games, 7-1 against the spread. So Washington's been almost as hot as Dallas, but who's talking about that? So to me, this is about, you know, selling or buying low. And right now, Washington is cheap. That's where the value is, +7.
I jumped to colleges real quickly because I got this question on Twitter the other day, and it's why does the playoff committee have USC ranked so low while Vegas has them number 3? And you know, the main reason is obviously because they've lost 3 games, they're going to be lower in the committee's rankings. But I don't think there's a whole hell of a lot of teams that want to play USC right now.
You think? I mean, let me ask you, USC Washington on a neutral. I mean, what's your line?
Probably Washington -1.5 would be mine.
See, I'd probably have SC by 2.
Yeah, I think Vegas agrees with SC being favored. And remember, there's 2 different lines. One is a handicapper's line, which is this is what the number should be to split the action 50-50. There's a bookmaker's line, which is the bookmaker's line is going to split the action 50-50. The handicapper's line is going to split the results 50-50. Now, those lines are the same unless there's public bias. And what we know is that a team with so many losses like LSU and USC, we've got LSU 5, and we've gotten so many questions about that. And just imagine, though, LSU and Washington, let's say, on a neutral. I'm telling you right now, if Washington might be slightly favored – but the wise guys would be betting LSU. And that's where the difference is between the bookmakers' line and the handicappers' line. But they're usually pretty close. But USC, if it was just about who's the best four teams in the country, I think it'd be pretty hard to debate that USC shouldn't be on the list.
I mean, what's that tell you when Alabama, who's the number one team in the country, just humiliated that team?
Yeah, Bama would be favored by over seven against anyone everybody. In the country yeah. right now. But I will say this, the change of quarterback for USC has been the key. I mean, this is a transformational type player, a quarterback now for USC, and at least he's played that way so far. I think if they kept the same quarterback, this team wouldn't be even near the top 15.
RJ, I noticed in the Super Bowl favorites you sent us, you didn't mention the Houston Texans.
Weird.
Yeah. Wonder how that happened.
Guys, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little sour on the Texans right now.
You finally caught up to us, RJ.
I had a nice piece on them Monday night. I mean, honestly, how many times, in 100 times, if they replay that game on the holodeck, how many times do we cover that plus six?
I mean, how many times is Bill O'Brien the head coach?
Yeah, let's just move on.
Well, actually, it's kind of, and I don't know the
record. If it were Friday, I'd be recovered, but it's only been, you know, less than 48 hours ago.
No, but I don't know his record against the spread, but he's 2-10 now in primetime games. That's a pretty good trend. So
yeah, and here's actually, this is a great stat to show you the disrespect Houston's getting this week. Now, follow me here. It's a little sophisticated, but it's so eye-popping. So what we have is a team that's better than 500, Houston, right, against a team who's worse than 500, San Diego, right, and it's past week 10 or week 10 or later. Now, why that? Why is that? Well, if someone's 1-0 and someone's 0-1, it doesn't tell you so much. So we're saying
– we know what these teams are.
These are – yeah, being above or below 500 is really meaningful, right? If you go back 28 years, week 10 through week 16, San Diego is only the third team with a losing record to be favored on the road against a team with a winning record. You know how many times the home team's been favored in that exact same situation? 564 times. So before this week, two times something happened, and 564 times something else happened, and now this game is going to be the third time. That shows you how unusual it is for a team like the Chargers to be favored right now over Houston.
Although we've said all year the Chargers are better than what their record is right now, and the Texans are not as good as what their record is.
Yeah, but you don't think that's been the case dozens and dozens of times in the last, you know, almost 30 years?
Yeah.
And how many times has the quarterback been out? Right? So I didn't go back and look at those games to see exactly the scenario. But this is unusual.
I would guess a lot of it has to do with the short week for the Texans and the fact that they played in Mexico, which was not exactly the most comfortable trip for those guys.
Which is a good segue, I think, why Carolina is only 3.5, even though Oakland's, you know, clearly the better team. And also, even a better segue, obviously in that game it's not the short week, but even a better segue to the idea of the Steelers. Now, this is another amazing stat. Pittsburgh played a road game on Sunday, and now they're playing a road game on Thursday.
Doesn't happen often.
If you go back to after 2007, Pittsburgh's the only team to ever have done that. Now,
really?
Ironically, and maybe ironic is actually literally the right way to say it, if you're a conspiracy guy saying anti-Pittsburgh, which every fan thinks the league's against them, Pittsburgh had the same scenario a couple years ago against the Ravens, you might remember, on Thanksgiving. You might remember the game, not so much the scenario. So twice now Pittsburgh's had road on Sunday, road on Thursday. No other team has since 2007. And one other thing about this game that is so fun. There's been so much debate. I think we've had it. How good would Andrew Luck – or how good would the Colts be without Andrew Luck? And some people, extremists, would say, oh, like – worst team in the league. All right. Well, who's the worst team in the league? Browns, I think, right there with the 49ers. Pittsburgh at Cleveland last week, favored by 7.5. Pittsburgh at Indianapolis without Andrew Luck. Short week and all those negatives, favored by 9. So the betting market right now is saying Colts without Luck worse than the Browns.
Wow.
All right. That's RJ Bell, pregame.com. Great stuff as always, RJ. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and look forward to talking to you next week. And one of these days, we'll just do a whole thing on TV shows.
Well, here's what we'll do: is the show before July 4th, we'll spend a quarter of the show talking hot dog eating contest odds, and then three quarters talking TV series.
Perfect.
Yeah, that works for me.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, if you want to make some plays after hearing all that, you're not. Yeah, thank you, Tyler. You know where to go, my bookie. And right now, for a first-time deposit, 110% in honor of Black Friday, they're going to match your initial deposit up to $1,100 for 110%. That is huge. If you want to play the games we were talking about, especially you want to get in on those Thanksgiving Day games, this is the week to join my bookie. It's all online. It's easy. And best of all, they pay mybookie.lv. I've used a lot of websites and had all kinds of issues getting paid in the past. Well, that doesn't happen with MyBookie. You win, they pay. And they've got in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after kickoff. You get you oversleep or you're turkeyed out, then you can still get a bet in. And they offer those fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Join now, and MyBookie.lv will match your deposit with a 110% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.lv today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today, MyBookie.lv, promo code FRED.
This segment with RJ Bell was brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
Visit AcceptanceAppliance.com for all your home appliance needs.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Movember is an annual event involving the growth of mustaches during the month of November to raise awareness of various cancers, such as prostate cancer. Here at Gal Media, we've joined the movement for men's health and are collecting donations to stop men dying too young. Please help us in this journey. Log on to ESPN975.com. Go to our Movember page and support AJ Hoffman with a donation to our team.
Please.
And are we still winning that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We have to ask John, but I'm sure.
Yeah, he's not here. So, and also the HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas coming up at 7 p.m. Love those guys. Yeah, I think we're scheduled for December 6th to be violated. Is that what it is? So that will be Facebook Live, and we will record it and bleep it and then put it on the show.
There you go.
So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Connecticut, where a Connecticut couple is facing charges after police say they engaged in sexual activity in a parked car.
Okay. It happens.
Yeah, it happens. But does it happen with a six-year-old boy in the backseat?
Ooh, no.
Okay, this is so perfect. This almost sounds like Florida. Police in Orange say two McDonald's employees were leaving the restaurant on November 15th when they spotted two people engaged in sexual activity in the front seats of a car. They say the child was in the back seat, awake and alert.
How old was the kid?
6 years old.
Oh,
yeah, that's
man.
That's getting kind of creepy because that's old enough to know what's going on.
6 months old? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. The kid doesn't know. He's just going to be going. But
6 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's really creepy. Police say they arrived to find 28-year-old Kimberly Honorato partially undressed. Police say Honorato and 27-year-old Rory Clark stated they had only been cuddling.
Mm-hmm.
They are both charged with impairing morals of a minor. That's a very interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that charge on the show before. And breach of peace.
Peace?
Breach of peace.
Yes. Not breaching vagina.
No, P-E-A-C-E, not P-I-E-C-E.
Gotcha.
Child was turned over to a relative, and police also contacted welfare authorities. And this chick looks like She's from Florida.
She looks like the kind of chick who would have sex with a six-year-old in the car.
Yes. She looks like, well, she's probably a Connecticut six, which means she's a Houston one. But, yeah, you can see the picture there. That she looks like the kind of person that would.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
If someone's hitting that in the front seat, they must drive a big-ass car.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be like a Suburban.
That's like an old Lincoln Continental or something. Like, that's
a Navigator. You're going to need a Navigator for that.
No, because that would have the middle
that's
console.
True.
You need someone with a bench seat in the front.
Hmm. A Hummer?
Like a Monte Carlo. Or a Skylark, a Buick Skylark. That's what you need.
A really old one, too.
Yeah. 93 Skylark.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Tyler would have been doing that, you know, when he was in Mexico.
Yeah. Maybe that's how she got the first kid, the six-year-old.
From you?
No, I'm saying from another gentleman.
How do you know? You could have been in Mexico and drunk. And maybe she was...
did black out once.
Okay, there you go. That might have been your kid that she was having sex in front of.
Uh-oh.
It's a terrible thing, Tyler. All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 832 says, sports to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody and their families. What are the odds Dak has a terrible game and Robo comes in the fourth quarter and wins the game? I don't see that happening. Dak just doesn't have terrible games.
Yeah.
And I don't think they would do that anyway. I think they'd let him play it out because that would create a lot of issues.
Yeah.
If you brought him in. So I'm going to say.
But if he got hurt?
If he got hurt, that's different. Which. He's been so elusive and done a good job of not getting hurt. Now, I like this kid. I really do. And I don't expect him to have a bad game. I also think, though, that the Redskins are pretty capable of putting up some points. And if it gets into a shootout, I think it's going to be a close game. I still think the Cowboys win, but not going to surprise me if Washington wins. But I don't think it's going to be because of Dak Prescott. I think it'll be because the defense can't handle Washington's offense if they lose the game.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have here? Okay. Somewhere I have that. Got to tell you guys about Houston Can Academies one more time. You got a vehicle that's sitting around you're not using anymore, and it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe it got in the floodwaters this summer, and you just kind of put it out in the backyard, or you put it in the garage, said, I'm going to fix it up, or I'm going to trade it in, and you never really did. Well, here's what you do. You donate it to Houston Can Academy. And it can be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a tractor, a forklift. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. You got some old tractor sitting out there in your pasture. It's just been sitting there doing nothing. Give them a call. They're going to come tow it free of charge. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. You're going to get a tax deduction out of it, which we're getting close to tax. You know, having to get those tax returns ready. So not a bad deal. And on top of that, they take care of all the paperwork. So it's fast and easy. You just make the call. Boom, they come and take care of it, and you've done a good thing. And what that money goes to do is help kids at Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific school that takes in kids who have dropped out of other schools, and they give them another chance. And these are good kids that had all kinds of reasons for dropping out. Well, they work around those problems. They give them a chance, and so many of them go on to do great things. And honestly, this is your chance to do a terrific thing for somebody and get rid of something you're not using anymore. Get a tax deduction. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're also going to get a $50 Visa gift card. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice, they will come and tow it. Give them a call right now, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Yeah, 97.5.